From the Heart, June 11. Jesus, the Fulfillment of Prophecy. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. Jesus spoke with assurance and revealed a depth of knowledge far exceeding that of the most learned of the scribes and rabbis. It was evident that he had a thorough knowledge of the Old Testament scriptures and that he presented truth that was unmingled with human sayings and maxims. The old truths fell upon their ears like a new revelation. Jesus presented his lessons to the people, but he did not make a practice of asserting his high and authoritative claim. He had come to save the lost world, and his words and works, his whole life in humanity, was to speak of his divinity. He left it to his own dignity, to his life, to his course of action, to witness to the people that he worked the works of God. He left it to them to draw their own conclusion concerning his claims while he expounded to them the prophecies concerning himself. He directed them to search the scriptures, for it was essential that they should interpret correctly the mission and work of the Son of God. He pointed out the fact to them that he was fulfilling the prophecies that had hitherto been given by holy men who were moved upon by the Holy Spirit. He declared plainly that they wrote of him, and brought the clear rays of the light of prophecy to illuminate his words and works. He stood forth in his ministry as one distinguished from every other teacher. He himself had inspired the prophets to write of him. His life work had been planned in the eternal counsels of heaven before the foundation of the world. His life was the light of the world, and he presented his life before the people, that their faith might lay hold upon it, and that they might become one with him. Though he presented infinite truth, he left many things unsaid that he might have said, because even his disciples were not able to comprehend them. He said, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now." The burden of his teaching was obedience to the commandments of God that would work transformation of character and inculcate moral excellence, shaping the soul after the divine similitude. Christ had been sent to earth to represent God in character. Jesus was the life-giver, the teacher sent of God to provide salvation for a lost world and to save us in spite of all Satan's temptations and lying deceptions. He himself was the gospel. In his teachings, he clearly presented the great plan devised for the redemption of the race.